At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:14 till 7. Normally he's producing from an unknown location, but Jordan Fiegel, our executive producer, joins us now to tell us his Katrina story, because it is a fascinating one. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm good, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm well. Let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, who do you think, that's from The Office, why are you so mean to me? No, I'm just teasing. Tell me your story. How old were you when Katrina came and arrived?
16.
16, so what happened? It's August 20. When you want to start? August 27th, 28th, 29th?
Yeah, I guess we can start the Saturday.
Okay. The 26th.
27th.
Don't start all this again. All right. Go ahead.
I think we figured it out. Was the 27th. No, I was. I used to work at Oakwood Mall and went to work like any other day. I was 16. I wasn't paying attention to forecasts and everything. And, you know, shops slowly started closing down in Oakwood, and eventually they sent us home.
Uh-huh.
And eventually I got sent home. My mom, you know, had worked at Lindy Boggs Hospital, Mercy Hospital, and she had hurricane duty, so she was going to go in whenever a storm came. And she brought me and my little sibling and our dog, Sierra. We go in Sunday afternoon, you know, unload the car, pack up, you know, get put in one of the little hospital rooms. Wasn't really thinking anything of it. Went to bed like normal Sunday night.
They had made arrangements, the hospital, for family members, and rooms were empty, so they said you can go sleep in it?
Yes, yep. And we were all in one room. Yeah, I slept on a little cot. It was just woke up, stormed. Passed by, you know, Monday morning, or mainly
any passed. Windows broken in the hospital or not?
Yes, some windows did, not in our room, fortunately, but
it was wild here, bro. I gotta tell you, it was crazy.
I slept through it all.
Okay, and then what happens?
Didn't realize anything was wrong throughout Monday. We're just kind of going around. The backup power sources in the hospital were on the bottom floor, so they had to turn those off fairly
early. At what point did you realize the water was rising? Because Lindy Boggs is on Bienville, right by Lyuzes,
yes.
Pretty much?
Okay. Yep, right by Lyuzes. Sometime Monday, we were out on the emergency room ramp just hanging out. And while we were out there, we noticed the water slowly inching up. And it's like, well, that's not supposed to happen.
Right.
And we actually listened to WWL on the little radio I had. And that's when we found out, you know, that it hit the fan.
But that would have been Tuesday morning when you found out.
Well, we...
Because the first notice was, I'm not trying to correct you, but was Dave Cohen, because I was here. Dave Cohen coming on the air on Tuesday morning at about 11, I think. Dave could tell us what time it was, saying that Walter Maestri from Jefferson Parish over at the Emergency Management Center told him that the levees had broken, water was filling in the city, the bowl was filling up, etc. But you had heard just stories of people in attics and all of that, and then when you saw the water rising, you presumed
Yes.
Because downtown, we were walking around here by the Superdome thinking, and of course you were closer to the breach on Bienville, we were thinking, man, we dodged a bullet. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you got rescued and everything. So the water comes up. You're stranded at the hospital, basically?
Yes. We were just on like a little island in the hospital, basically.
With your dog?
Yes. Okay. And there were like, because a lot of the employees brought their pets, so there were 70 plus dogs, cats.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I know there was a nice reunion. We'll talk about that when we come back. Quick break, 650 traffic, WWL. All right, 6:55, 5 till 7, quickly back to Jordan Fiegel, who rode out the storm at Lindy Boggs Hospital. So the water's coming up. Cohen's on the air Tuesday morning, alerts the city that it's flooded. You saw it before that, though, because, and again, the communication was like the Flintstones, and honestly was. Tell me what happened from there.
Yeah, so Tuesday, we're just kind of hanging out in the dark, hot hospital.
No power.
No power since whenever they had to shut the generators off on Monday. Hundreds of people there, patients, employees, and family of the employee, the pets. And, you know, because everything's flooded, all the dogs are having to go to the bathroom in like a designated part of one of the roofs.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So what happens then?
Like Tuesday, we're just hanging out. My mom worked in the lab. We actually had a little taco night that night with some of the, because all the employees like brought like extra food with them and everything. And so
not stuff from the lab.
No.
All right. So then what happens? And it's hot and it's miserable. You got patients. We'll talk to the doctor about that in a little bit. When do you leave the hospital?
Well, Wednesday. That comes around. We finally start getting word that, you know, there's a relief effort. They're going to be taking us out at some point on Wednesday. Obviously, they, you know, got the most critical patients that they could out first. It was probably about around 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. By boat, yes. I want to say it was some Lake Charles firefighters. That's the memory I have.
But what's it like? You know, you go there in a car, you're leaving in a boat. Where do they take you? How long were you in a boat going down Bienville or wherever?
We went on a boat. They dropped us off to...
what was the route? Do you remember?
We went from Bienville. We eventually ended up at the cemetery at like the on Canal.
Yeah, because that was a high ground or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
And from before we went on boat, transferred to an airboat at one point. That dropped us off. That put us in another boat at the cemetery. That took us to the big mess at I-10 and Causeway.
How long were you there?
Probably about 5 hours.
Take a minute, if you can, and describe for people that have seen it but were not living through it. What was the situation on that causeway gathering area, I guess?
Oh, it was bad. Like, it was just a giant mass of humanity.
Just chaos?
They passed out some, water and some MREs, but you know, nobody had a place to go to the bathroom or anything like that. And it's,
you know. Were you frightened at any point?
Not
at Designer Shoe Warehouse. We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not really. I was 16. Right. I was stupid. I
mean, young, dumb. You didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't have to worry about, you know, like a house or a job.
How
or
long were you there till they took you somewhere else?
I think it was around 11 p.m. They got buses for the hospital group, and they eventually got us out of there. We ended up in Lafayette. And when they took us out of the hospital, they only took people. So all the employees, including us, had to leave our pets behind in the hospital.
Yeah. Today's National Dog Day. Did you get the dog back?
We did get the dog back. And the guest we have coming up at 7 o'clock is a doctor who stayed behind to take care of patients and all the pets. And he kept all the pets alive. And they got him out probably 3-4 weeks later. I didn't know any of this. My mom was frantically tracking this all behind the scenes. But we reunited with our dog in Houston, flown on a private plane to us from some small Texas town. Now, we still don't know who paid for her to have surgery on her leg.
Now, you graduated from Jesuit, so I know you're mentally messed up. But seriously, did it leave any lasting effects on you? You were 16 at the time, and I mean, that had to be tough. Because I was a grown man when that happened.
I had nightmares for a while after it.
About specifically the causeway thing?
Being in like a flooded city.
Wow. Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate the story. I really do. And you were reunited with the dog, and I bet the dog was happy to see y'all.
Oh, she was. She ran out of the plane right to us.
And you were happy to see her.
Yep.
All right, man. Thank you. We'll talk to who when we come back?
James Riopelle, doctor.
Who's a doctor and his wife who rode out the storm at Katrina. He's an anesthesiologist. We'll be back. WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.